7:19 right now on this Wednesday morning. Carl and Enick with you on AM 910 WJCW. And joining us right now is a friend of the show, Jules Corriere. Good morning, Jules. How you doing?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
There you go. Alec says over in the corner there, says, howdy. So here we go. Jules joins us this morning on the JBO show, sponsored by the town of Jonesboro. Each week around this time on a Wednesday, we check out what's going on in the town of Jonesboro and talk to some of the peoples involved in the activities that are taking place there. Now, Jules, regular listeners to WJCW know, but I'll explain, that you are, of course, very involved in playwriting and community activity as a result of that, too. You recently took a degree from Harvard, I believe, in which you had to write a play for your dissertation. Now, there's a community play coming up in Jonesboro in just a couple of weeks. Is there any connection between any of this?
It is. That very same play was my Harvard thesis. But more than that, it is my passion. I love telling the stories of people from their communities. So this is a play that's not written out of thin air. This is a play that was created from the stories that were collected from people living in and around Jonesboro and also the Northeast Tennessee region. We've got some Jonesboro stories, but we've also got stories from people from Johnson City, Greenville, and it's an amazing collection that is set in the 1950s and 1960s when so many changes were happening to this region for the good, which kept us on the map, when so many other small towns and small communities were falling to things like, you know, urban renewal and bypasses that from interstates. So this is really a story about how a community works together to remain active and alive and thriving.
Give us a couple of examples of some of those collective efforts from the play or that are portrayed in the play.
Sure. Well, one of the big stories in the play is the cattle drive. Did you know there used to be a major cattle drive that took place in Jonesboro in the 50s along Greenwood Drive and Spring Street? Yeah.
Wow.
and so we've got from the Rambo Farm and the Heron Farm, Jeannie Heron shared some stories with us about that, along with Jane Rambo, whose husband Dean Rambo headed up the cattle drive that took place. So that's one of the fun major scenes in the show. We've also got stories about the first African American alderman ever elected in Jonesboro in 1968. That's Ernest McKinney, mm-hmm. who the McKinney Center, where I work out of, is named after,
right.
And his wife Marion McKinney, who was instrumental in so many great changes and shifts in the community. Her story is also featured. And then we've also got stories of some otherworldly guests in one of Jonesboro's mm-hmm. historic bed and breakfasts.
Well, that's interesting that since today is National Twilight Zone Day, but we'll let that go. Thinking out loud right now with Jules Corriere, telling us about what's happening with the community play. Now, it is coming up. When is its premiere, Jules? And what kind of a run is it going to have?
It is going to run the first 2 weeks of June. It's going to open with a gala on June the 3rd. We've got shows the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday each weekend through June 12th. And we've got Saturday matinee shows and Sunday matinee shows. And we've got Friday and Saturday evening shows as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So ticket sales, tickets available in what fashion? Usual Town of Jonesboro number? How's that done?
Yes, and we tickets are on sale now, so please get your tickets now. It's $17 general admission, $13 for seniors, students, and also we've got a special $13 group rate if you've got 10 or more folks. For me, that's basically my family. Get your family together and get a discount. Mm. You can get that group rate by going to jonesboro.com/tickets, or you can call the Visitor Center, 423-753-1010. And Carl, did I mention all the singing and dancing that's going to be in this show?
Please do.
I don't think I've mentioned that yet. We have some amazing original music that has been written for this. And the choreographer that I used to work with for about 20 years before I moved here to Jonesboro is coming down to choreograph this play as well as hold a masterclass one of the days that he's here. His name is Kevin Iega Jeff, from Deeply Rooted Dance Company in Chicago. Iega has choreographed for the Oscars. He's worked on Broadway. He's been in The Wiz. I can't remember how many shows that he's been in, but I know The Wiz was his very first production that he was in. He has choreographed for movies. He's also been on world tours with Roberta Flack. He's been on world tours with Porgy and Bess. So he's just a world-renowned choreographer that is coming right here to Jonesboro to choreograph this production with this amazing music that we've got. And he's going to be teaching a master class called Memories and Movement on May 25th. And that's all part of this, of the scope of this project, which falls under the Tennessee Arts Commission's Creative Communities Grant that is supporting this project.
Wonderful. That is wonderful news to hear, and we'll hear more about it as we get closer to the dates as well, too. Jules Corriere, always a good friend of the show, joins us talking about the community play coming up in the first 2 weeks in June. And Jules, we'll touch base with you again in a couple of weeks, and you can tell us about this month's Storytown presentation, too, from the McKinney Center.
Sounds great. Thanks for letting me talk about this.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jules. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.